This is Eye on the Experience Industry.
My name is Tom Burns from the University's College of Hospitality and Tourism Management. And today we have two students with us who were in New Orleans to work at Super Bowl 59. Traveled down and got to see a lot of behind-the-scenes things. We're going to kind of hear from them to see what their experience was like. I'm going to start with Taylor. Taylor, why don't you introduce yourself fully, tell us where you're from, and talk a little bit, you know, about what you were expecting when you went down, and then kind of what you pulled out of it when you were there.
Sure. Hi, my name is Taylor Milkey. I'm from Ransomville, New York, which is like 20 minutes from campus. I am a hospitality and business student. Going down there, I don't really know what I was expecting. I was excited to meet new people, try out new experiences, and I think I got so much more out of it than I was ever expecting I would.
And when you look at the full scope of the what you saw there, mm-hmm. it is almost overwhelming that there are people and groups and organizations that plan all that. It's crazy to see the amount that goes into it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, someone told me while I was there that they started planning next year's already, and it was like 3 weeks in the planning, and I was just baffled that that was already working and we weren't even done with this one.
Right, and the full planning is 2 years for each Super Bowl, right?
Right, it's crazy.
Yeah. Alex, same thing. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and kind of looking back now at your experience there, what, you know, were a couple of things that stood out for you?
My name is Alex Barlick. I'm from Attica, New York, a sports management major with a minor in information systems. And the experience was incredible. Just did not match anything that I expected it would be. We learned so much about the backside of the Super Bowl, just learning everything. Working the Super Bowl experience really was interesting. Probably the best part to my experience. Just learned a lot. Had fun with playing with the kids, learning new people, meeting new people. Made so many connections the whole trip.
Let's talk about that, the Super Bowl Fest. And it's interesting to see how they kind of encompass that whole youth sport thing and doing all those drills inside the Fan Fest. It gives you a different perspective on all the things that they want to include people in those experiences.
Yeah, interacting with the kids was awesome. Just playing with them, seeing them have a smile on their face made your day better, made the day go by so much faster. And just, it was just really exciting to see young kids doing the drills that they wouldn't think they would be able to do, catching the balls and then diving into the cushion.
Diving into the end zone, yeah, right, exactly. Taylor, tell me about Super Bowl experience. Did you get kind of the same thing from that, working in that? And had you ever seen anything in that size, scope? I mean, other than going to like a big amusement park, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
I've never been at something that big, especially working something that big. I didn't get to work with kids as much. A lot of my things were kind of like back lines, but still awesome experiences. We did get to see a bunch of people having an amazing time. I was at the like the throwing stations where you're trying to throw to like a certain net, and you could see them get so excited and the whole crowd get excited when someone like sunk that far shot. It was great. It was really cool to see.
And then, so let's transition to actually game day itself. You guys worked outside the stadium, and to see the thousands of people really who working to funnel people in a safe, secure manner, and that, Taylor, will stay with you there. So tell me about your area and kind of what some of your responsibilities were there.
Sure. So I was on the, like the main street. So, basically everyone that wanted to come in was going to pass by me. I was really just questions. People would come up to me and ask, like, where is the nearest bathroom? Where's the best place to get food here? How do I get in? Or, you know, accessibility, like, which one's the best for me? And we would answer those questions, direct them in the right way. And, I don't know, try to make their Super Bowl experience a little bit easier.
And that's, you know, it's interesting when you think about that, Alex, because you have people, you go to a game, whether it's a Bills, Sabres, a Niagara game, whatever it is, people who've been there before, right? So this is an event where thousands of the people going there have never been to the Superdome, right? So they don't know where the next place, where they should go, how they should enter. And talk about knowing that, understanding that, and you're working to try and make that experience better. Was it similar for you?
Yeah, it was pretty similar. I was working the media entrance, so directing the media to the special spot and then the fans to the main gate, which where she was working. And just seeing some celebrities was pretty cool. And then I got a lot of questions asking where different parties were, so I decided to pull up the map on the OnePass app. That was really helpful to tell me where to go.
And think about the amount of planning that goes into that, and just touch on that real quick. The amount of planning that the NFL and the organizations have to put together to understand that these people don't understand where the parties are, where the media entrance is, where all that, and how mind-blowing that can be to see the amount of planning that goes into that.
Yeah, I mean, I touched on it a little bit, but it's impressive to see all the different businesses that are included in this. I mean, we went to go find like apparel one day, and we realized that a coffee shop had been fully renovated into an apparel like station for the NFL for this game. And it was just like kind of mind blowing because we didn't even realize that certain businesses were being like rented out for this event too. It took over the whole town, and the whole town kind of worked with them to make it as big of an event and an absolute extravaganza as it was.
Yeah, it was crazy. And Alex, so it's your greatest takeaway from all of it and seeing that, what's one or two of the things that you really learned that kind of you didn't know, didn't anticipate, didn't expect going in, but as you look at it now and go, that's interesting that they do this way.
You definitely got to have fast-paced management. Working on the fly is really important because you're seeing so many people. You got to tell them where to go so they don't get lost. And then there's so many different shops that they get distracted to, but they got to keep going to the right entrance so they don't mix up into the media entrance, and then they have to walk all the way back the other end, just ruin their day.
Right, to make sure that flow goes and all that too. Taylor, your biggest takeaway?
Biggest takeaway is probably that just like no job is like unimportant. I mean, there were hundreds of us working for them, and without like even me, like I had a lesser job, I guess, but without even me, like people wouldn't have known where to go. Without Alex, people would have been completely lost and just standing there trying to figure out what they're doing.
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And that's a great point. You said no job is unimportant. Like every single one of those people lends to that experience. Mm-hmm. And when you're spending as much as $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a ticket, you can't afford to have somebody have a bad experience, right? And they know that going in, so they have to make sure every base is covered. So the other, then the last part I'll ask you is, well, you haven't taken a class in classroom here, Super Bowl planning, right?
Yeah.
So talk about what you kind of knew going in just from your event planning and hospitality classes and sport management classes that you saw stuff and go, oh yeah, I understand that. Oh yeah, I see that, where you could translate. Yeah, a lot of it you can't expect, but that you can translate your learning from that. So, Alex, we'll start with you. Like, what, you know, whether it was sponsorship or whatever that you saw, and you said, "Yeah, I've learned about that, and I see it now in action." And what pieces like that did you see?
Let's stick with the sponsorship side.
Sure.
So it takes them 2 years to plan a commercial or advertisement for the Super Bowl, and we learned like the scope. So in class, the pro method,
right?
And you just want to have probes so people are seeing at first, then they're going to reach out to the company that they see, and it would just make the company gain more revenue and the Super Bowl more revenue just for having that out there.
Yeah, right. So the whole selling process of how they go about selling the Super Bowl. Taylor?
I guess I'm going to go a little bit broader of a term with this, but just the customer's always right mentality.
Right.
I mean, we had a lot of one-on-one interactions with people, and sometimes they're not right, and you need to have that big smile on your face and do your best to direct them in the right way and make sure that they're also probably really confused, but you got to make sure they're having a good time no matter what.
You're listening to Eye on the Experience Industry.
Welcome to Eye on the Experience Industry. I'm Tom Burns, Niagara University's College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management, and we're looking back on a recent trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and we have a couple of students who made that trip. There were one of our 8 students who made that trip with us to work at the Super Bowl. We'll start with Maddie. Maddie, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us where you're from and what year you are and any other fun stuff.
My name is Maddie Hayes. I'm from Hamburg, New York. I'm currently a junior with a major in sport management and a minor in social media and digital marketing.
Great. And Austin, you?
My name is Austin Robidoux. I am from Lockport, New York. I am a senior sports management major here at NU. So.
That's great. So, Maddie, looking back on the trip to the Super Bowl, you probably couldn't have imagined what you would see there just in terms of size and scope and number of people. But, you know, how eye-opening is it to see an operation that big when you get there and watch it operate for the, you know, whether it's a fan experience or the actual Super Bowl game day?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I've had the chance to work some Bills games and concessions and wherever else they needed me. And I thought it would be similar to that. And it just was so different. the amount of employees and people needed just to execute this one day event was insane. I never thought I would get to work such a large scale event.
And Austin, same with you. Anything different in that idea?
I just thought it was crazy how they got an operation of that magnitude to run as smoothly as they did. Because when you're out there and you see all these people, hundred or tens of thousands of people coming to the stadium, and for parts of it, felt like there was nobody. Like, they had lines moving smoothly. It was just pretty eye-opening to see how they ran everything.
Well, and the other part, to your point, and talk a little bit about this, you're talking about employees who didn't work there on Thursday, right? We went for training on Friday, really, and it's not like you've worked at the Superdome your whole life, right? And talk about their ability to do some Zoom training with you ahead of time, and then Friday kind of walk through everything so you know what to do. But they're enough to be as thorough as you said, hundreds and even thousands of employees to work on that, to funnel people into the game and to manage that traffic flow.
Yeah, so like going to the Zoom meetings, they had them for weeks, like even before we left. And then I remember the day we got there, as soon as we got to the Airbnb, me and all the guys found a bench in the garage and we hooked up one Chromebook and we all watched the Zoom meeting that was that night. And then obviously we had the in-person on Friday, which was cool. They showed us around what we would be doing and pretty much gave us directions on how to, like, they want it to be operated. And I think everything went smoothly to those plans.
Which is a credit to the NFL and the organizations that to bring people in like that for a one-day thing and have it all go smoothly. Maddie, talk a little bit about, you know, leading up to that. You worked at the Super Bowl Fest, the Fan Fest, different roles too. So talk about how big that was and what it takes to put on an event like that.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting. So we were stationed at the convention center, which is just massive. There were so many things going on all at once. When we were walking in, we got to see the line of people just waiting to get in for the Super Bowl experience. And then we had our little training, and we all got split up, the 10 of us that were there, and we all got to do different things all 3 days. And they had us split up into, I believe it was 6 zones. So every day we got to go into a different zone. And I know personally I got to work at the exit gate, and then I got to work the spot shot type of throwing game, and then I got to be stationed at the Lombardi Trophy the last day. And it was pretty cool just to be able to see all different zones there and how each of them was run differently.
And Austin, you know, for you in working that, when you come back or even before you went, when you think about some of the stuff you learn in your classes, whether it's a facilities class or an operations class, and how you see that all that gets applied to doing an event like that. Talk a little bit about that, where you're kind of like, oh, I see how that worked. Like, you can read it in a book, but until you see it actually come operationalized, that's where some of the learning really happens.
Yeah, so like, I mean, especially for facilities classes, seeing how big the facility was at the convention center and all the small details, like not just like the big stuff, like how are we going to get this to run smoothly, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of small details that people don't realize that goes into making an event for thousands of people. So it was pretty interesting to see how everything came together as smoothly as it did.
Yeah. Any of those small details stick out for you now when you look back, like something you looked at and said, I never would have thought of that until I got here?
Off the top of my head, the app that they had us keep using.
Sure, right.
To keep track of everything, which was pretty huge for especially us working it.
Right.
And it just kept everything in order and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the use of digital technology has become, you know, huge at events like that too. And what would you tell people who, Maddie, who wanted, I don't know if I want to go work the Super Bowl, or should I, or it seems like a lot, or I don't know, you know, what would you tell them?
I know I definitely had those thoughts going into it my first couple of years being here. I know my 1 year I didn't apply, and I really regret not doing that. Now that I got the chance to go, I would do it 100 times again. And I think it's just such a great experience that you don't get at many other schools. So why not take the opportunity? It's a week. And it was just really fun.
Yeah. Austin, you too. I mean, talk a little bit about, you know, looking back on it and whether you thought about applying or not applying and doing it. And more than 80, I think about 80 students apply. We end up taking 10% of that group. And, you know, how that makes you feel you got selected, but what you would say to somebody who might think about applying for it.
Well, for me personally, my first 2 years of college, I was kind of like keep to myself. I didn't really do a lot. And then I applied for a trip last semester. It was the Greensboro trip. And I went on that, and it was an awesome experience. You learned so much. You met a lot of people in the industry. So then this semester I applied with the Super Bowl, and I fortunately got it, and that was pretty cool. But, yeah, you get to meet so many people, and, like, this business is all about connections.
Right.
So just meeting people, seeing how everything's operated, I think it's very useful for future endeavors.
And did you meet some people too, Maddie, you know, connections-wise, networking-wise, and build your network?
Yeah, it was actually really cool. I got to meet a ton of other students at different schools, local and all around the country. I know at the one station we were working with a couple girls from Alabama, and also just like our zone leaders were really great connections to make. And then on top of that, we did get to meet some celebrities.
Cool. Let's hear about that. Who'd you come across?
We came face to face and spoke with Paul Rudd, and we also got to speak to Kevin Hart. So that was pretty cool. Just at the one little station I was at.
Okay, I know who they are. All right.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
We got to hear about the other eight of us that were there, and hear where everyone was and who they got to meet at that specific station, which was also really cool. I know Austin got to see some people.
Yeah, who'd you see?
Well, I fist bumped Shane Gillis, which was probably the highlight of my trip. But then when we were walking back to, once it started raining and we started walking back, Creedon and I saw Guy Fieri walking with security into the stadium.
Oh, I'm a big Guy Fieri fan. I'm a big Guy fan like that. So that's neat. So anything else from the trip that you take away that you know, you learn the stuff in the classroom here, but you see it happening live in person, and just kind of your quick reflection on that, Austin?
Yeah, I thought it was a great opportunity. Meet a lot of people. It's an in-depth, you go in-depth in how, like, big operations run. And it's not just for sporting events. It could be for concerts and other events that are to big magnitude. So I think it's very useful for anyone trying to get into this industry just to see how events in general are operated.
Yeah. Maddie, same?
Yeah, I guess I think when you're going to an event this large, the opportunities are pretty much endless. And why not take the risk, figure it all out, and better yourself for your future career? And it was just amazing. I wish I could do it again.
And when you go to events now, do you look at around, like, do you find yourself looking around more at that operational stuff now that you've gone through something that big? Like, how are the Sabres doing, or even Niagara's doing it, or the Bill, like, that kind of thing?
For sure. You're like, oh, I don't see as much security, or I don't see as many employees working, and you don't realize, oh, wow, it's just not as big of an event as the Super Bowl is.
Huge event.
But, yeah, you definitely take it for granted before you work it. When you're just going to a game, you don't understand it at all.
Great. Well, thanks for being with us. Congratulations on a great trip, great learning experience. It's good to have you as part of the College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management here at Niagara University. Eye on the Experience Industry, where each week we're going to take a look at different experiences people pay for, whether it's concerts or shows or travel and hospitality and sports. And we will see you next time on Eye on the Experience Industry.